There are so many statements we just believe. Some because we want to.
Some because we just never questioned them.
We'll look at some of those statements today. And then for each one, we'll tell you
why it's a lie.
In another packed Podgram, this is our 13th episode. So we're going to examine this statement. Friday the 13th is unlucky. We need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. And Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen. Let's look at those facts. Spoiler alert, already did that. And tell you why it's a lie. Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. Oh, Mergerd, you guys. In 2015, there's going to be like 3 Friday the 13ths. One in February, one in March, and one in November. How did this become such an unlucky day? Well, one popular story is that there were 13 people at the Last Supper, and who was number 13? Jesus. And he was killed. When did he die? On a freaking Friday, man. That's it. Game over. Oh, but wait. There's a problem with that story. There's no written record of anyone saying that Friday the 13th was bad until the 19th century. That's when a guy named Henry Sutherland Edwards wrote a biography of another guy named Gioacchino Rossini and wrote that he died on a Friday the 13th. And Gioacchino not only thought Friday was an unlucky day, he thought 13 was an unlucky number. And then he bit it. So really, most scholars believe that Friday the 13th, the story, came about as a combination of some people thinking 13 was unlucky and some people thinking Friday was unlucky, and then they came together. There are some people in the numerology world who believe the number 13 is irregular. Why? Well, because it's the number after 12, which numerologists apparently want to mate with. 12 hours in a day, 12 months in a year, 12 deities on Mount Olympus, 12 disciples, even 12 signs of the zodiac. 12 is apparently the divine organizational arrangement. But what about Friday? Most people thank God when it's a Friday. But Friday was first considered to be an unlucky day in the 1400s, in the Canterbury Tales. So after that, back then, Fridays, it was believed, was a bad day to start a journey. Tell that to any Canadians going down to the States for the weekend. In 1907, there was a novel called Friday the 13th, and in it, an unscrupulous broker takes advantage of this superstition to create a Wall Street panic. So the question remains, is Friday the 13th unlucky? Do bad things happen all over the world to everybody on Friday the 13th? Well, no. Friday the 13th is a Western myth. In Spanish-speaking countries, Tuesday the 13th is considered unlucky. In Italy, Friday the 17th is considered unlucky. So are more people hurt on Friday the 13th? Well, there have been a few studies. This is in North America now, right? Some say that Friday the 13th has slightly more auto accidents on that day. But they were comparing the Friday of a long weekend when everyone was driving more, so that one didn't count. Then there was a study in the British Medical Journal published in 1993, and it concluded there's a significant level of traffic-related incidences on Friday the 13th as opposed to a random day such as Friday the 6th. That's in the UK. However, the Dutch Center for Insurance Statistics on June of 2008 stated that fewer accidents and reports of fire and theft occur when the 13th of the month falls on a Friday than any other Fridays, because there are a lot of people that are preventatively more careful or just stay home. Statistically speaking, driving is slightly safer on Friday the 13th in places like the Netherlands. In the last 2 years, Dutch insurers received reports of an average of 7,800 traffic accidents each Friday. But the average figure when the 13th fell on a Friday was just 7,500. In the United States, 17 to 21 million people are afraid of Friday the 13th. So they avoid travel, and in some cases, don't even get out of bed. So that's a bit of a hit to the economy. Estimates go as high as $900 million. But Friday the 13th being actually unlucky? Well, looks like it's just a superstition. So that's why it's a lie. You should drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. The main problem with this myth comes from the word water. According to listverse.com, the origins of this belief is more likely from a 1945 government agency that said the human body needed around 8 glasses of fluid a day. The distinction there is they didn't say water, they said fluid, and not in addition to what we're already eating and drinking every day. So, like, there's fluid from all sorts of foods that we eat, right? And drinks like tea and coffee and juice and, well, fruit. Fruit is pretty moist. As people repeated this 8 glasses of fluid thing, fluid became water, and the modern water myth arose. This also led to silly slogans like, if you're thirsty, then it's too late. A concept that would seem to have been kept alive by water bottlers, who have something to gain from you drinking more water. So in reality, if you're thirsty, drink some water. If you're not, well, no real rush. 8 glasses of water a day, that's why it's a lie. And finally, Walt Disney was cryogenically frozen. No one really knows how this one started, but around the time of his death in the 60s, the concept of cryogenic storage had just kind of been thought up, and so it sure sounds like the kind of thing someone who's super rich and famous would go for. After all, Disney was a technological innovator, so he might have seemed like a really good candidate. Also, Walt Disney himself was a super private guy, so that makes it pretty easy for public imagination to run wild. So now there's 2 versions of the story, not sure which one you heard first, that Disney froze his entire body, or that only his head was put into cryogenic stasis. Both are false. And how do we know this? Well, there's tons of evidence that Disney was cremated, including his death certificate. Disney's own daughter tried to set the record straight by opening the Walt Disney Family Museum. The purpose, according to her, allowed the family to dispel many of the myths surrounding Walt Disney. And cryogenic freezing was one of them. So that's why it's a lie. Okay, if you have a lie that you'd like explored, please send it my way. Comment on iTunes, mark in all 5 stars. That'll be our code, so I know that you're just super cool. You can search us up on Podomatic, and Why It's a Lie is on Facebook. Give it a like, and I'll like you back by posting things that I like, and hopefully you'll like them too. It'll be a real like fest. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.